Well, since the pandemic has taken hold in the United Kingdom, doctors and medical workers have died after becoming infected with the very disease they're fighting in others. In Britain, 90% of the medics who've died have been black, Asian, or from culturally diverse backgrounds. Their colleagues say the disparity is tragic and disturbing, and they want a robust inquiry. Here's Bridget Brennan.
Across the world, the coronavirus pandemic is exposing the divides that already existed. In the US, the disease is killing Black and Latino Americans at disproportionately high rates. And in Britain, where healthcare staff from diverse backgrounds power the country's hospitals, COVID-19 has taken a terrible toll.
These figures cannot be ignored. You know, we're looking at so many lives that have been lost. Many have come from other parts of the world to give their lives, to saving the lives of others.
That's Dr. Chand Nagpal, the council chair of the British Medical Association. He's told PM that the first 10 doctors to die of COVID-19 were all from minority ethnic backgrounds.
What kind of work needs to be done to look at what are the reasons behind that?
Now, to some degree, previous health inequalities have been magnified with the COVID crisis. We've known for a long while that there are disparities in health outcomes between those that live in poorer communities compared to those more affluent. And there's a far larger proportion. We are relying at the moment, we're in a lockdown, and we're relying on key workers to keep the nation functioning. And there's a far higher proportion of BAME people who are working in those frontline roles, whether it's bus drivers or train operators who have to go into work and mix with others. They're not socially distancing often when they're working.
Initially, hospitals in the UK weren't routinely recording the ethnicities of COVID-19 patients. That's since been corrected, and official statistics show it's clear that British people from minority backgrounds are more likely to wind up in intensive care. Infectious diseases consultant Dr. Manish Parikh is seeing that firsthand in his work in Leicester in the English Midlands.
So we are seeing a group of younger black and Asian ethnic minority individuals coming into hospital with fairly severe disease, needing to go to intensive care. We haven't analysed our local data yet, but if you look across the UK, the picture is very similar. Intensive care admissions, if you're black or Asian, you're at increased risk of being admitted to intensive care. And now we also know from this latest figures that you're also at increased risk of death.
In England and Wales, black people are almost twice as likely to die of COVID-19 compared with white people. Bangladeshi, Indian and Pakistani men and women are also dying at higher rates in the pandemic. The University of Leicester's Dr. Manish Parikh again.
Firstly, we need to think, why would people get infected in the first place? It may be because of the personal circumstances. Do people live in multi-generational households? Are they at increased risk of infection? But if they get infected, the second question is, are they at higher risk of getting more severe infection?
Olamide Dada is studying to be a doctor, and she started an organisation called Melanin Medics to encourage more diversity in medicine in the UK. She's frightened by the impact of COVID-19 on black doctors.
And it makes me wonder, okay, are they not being protected, or is there something that we don't know? Are there things that could have been done to prevent their deaths? And I think it's even more tragic that they just wanted to work and do their jobs and really just support the NHS during this time. And unfortunately, they lost their lives in that process. So I think it's just really sad. It's worrying as somebody who's going to be a doctor relatively soon.
The UK government has committed to an inquiry to look at why there's an unequal toll in this pandemic. The British Medical Association's Dr. Chand Nagpal says it needs to be a robust investigation.
And we need to make sure also that those that work in the healthcare workforce feel absolutely supported, because what we've also seen in the past is that some of our healthcare workers have felt that they have been discriminated against, they felt that they haven't been given the support they need. So this has to be done with utmost seriousness. And the community at large, again, keeps the nation functioning.
The British Medical Association's Dr. Chand Nagpal, Bridget Brennan reporting.